Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It is a special Thanksgiving edition of Chat with Stu Mac. Good morning.
We're so scared. What's going to happen? Stuart McMillan here, and we had some new Thanksgiving traditions this year, and they're like, wait a minute, you already had your Thanksgiving?
New?
Yeah, we did something new this year, or I did. So Jennifer made the turkey, and we had all the sides that you could want, all the different casserole dishes and everything you can think of. And I decided this year I was going to dip into my late great-grandmother's old recipe book and make, which was a gold medal Century of Success cookbook. It was 100.
That looks like a century old.
Well, when it was released, it was recipes that were 100 years old.
Oh, really?
And so I thought this would be super interesting to make. So I made a special bread in here called a Sally Lunn. Now, it has a really interesting backstory because everything I do in my life has a backstory.
Yeah, of course.
I don't do anything in my life unless it has a backstory. I don't even go to the bathroom unless... No,
okay.
So Sally Lunn, it's a pretty simple recipe, and I'll show you what it looks like. You see the picture of it.
Who is Sally Lunn?
Well, that's where
that's the backstory.
I'm getting there. Calm down. Okay. So there's a legend has it. It goes back to the 1600s. It's a really old bread recipe.
I hope the bread's not that old.
Well, it's the bread. I just made it. I just made it a couple days ago. I have it with me today. I'm going to slice some of it and give it to James O'Sullivan and Scott Jagow on a live edition
of
Chat with Stu Mac Live. So legend has it, from her home in France, she was being persecuted by the French nation at the time. There was an edict by the king to kind of be cruel to Protestant Huguenots who lived there in France. So, and they were the followers of a reformer named John Calvin. And she fled France to England, 1680s or so, and landed on this Lilliput Alley in Bath, England. And she found employment there with a baker. She brought her recipe of this bread, and it just took off like wildfire. And so from then on, it became a huge tradition. And in French... there's a saying that's like sun and moon, and it kind of sounds like Sally Lunn. I'm not even going to try to speak French to you right now.
Please.
But it kind of sounds like Sally Lunn. And the way she would bake them is that the top would be a little bit crispy and brown, and the bottom would be white.
Okay.
So it was like sun and moon kind of looking bread. So much time goes by, and it's kind of morphed into a big giant piece of cake-looking bread, although it doesn't taste like cake at all. But it, you make it in this particular pan that makes it look like a cake.
Did the English settlers bring this over here?
Fast forward to colonial America.
Mm-hmm.
It lands here. It's carried over the traditions of the Sally Lunn. And from what we can find out is that it was popularized by the first president of the United States. George Washington's favorite bread was Sally Lunn. He was said to eat it for breakfast. Often, he did it so often, they called it Washington's breakfast bread, otherwise known as federal bread.
Speaking of breakfast, Stu.
Yes.
When are we going to get to eat it?
So I did this whole story the other day, and there was such a huge buildup for this bread. And I was kind of scared that no one would like it.
Bread is hard to make.
It's not
easy. I mean, in general.
It takes several hours. There's a lot of it's a lot of letting it sit and letting it rise again and then beating it back down and letting it rise again. So there's a lot of that. And you have to put like boiling water underneath it for a while and let it kind of, you know, stew in that and all this stuff. So there's all kinds of different things. You guys want butter?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So this homemade butter by Jennifer.
Homemade butter?
Yes.
Man, we were going all out this morning.
Sally Lunn bread with homemade butter. Let's see if I can get here. I'll just slap some on there and then you guys can, try it and eat it. So the texture.
It looks kind of like cornbread.
It kind of has that consistency, although it's a little bit crumbly. As you can tell, it's kind of crumbling here. But I have two plates. Let's see. I can get this thing off of there. So when I explained it, it was a huge buildup in the story. And I was afraid that, you know, nobody was going to like it, you know, or something. And everybody ended up liking it. So if you guys don't like it, well,
spit it
you're
out.
Liars. That's what you are. All right, James, here's your... And,
Bring it on over here. All right, thanks.
Okay, you got to try the Sally Lunn bread.
It definitely has a cornbread-ish thing.
He's trying the bread right now. He's taking one bite. There's butter on his lips. You know it's good when you got butter on your lips.
That's pretty good.
Is it pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a sweet. There's sweetness to it.
Yeah.
I made it with it's got sugar in the ingredients. But the ingredients are just yeast, lukewarm milk that's scalded and cooled, the sugar, salt, two eggs, shortening, and flour. That's literally it. Most of it's the process of making it.
Yeah.
And this is not one that you knead a lot where you slap it around and all that stuff. This is one you just kind of beat a few times and get it into, you know, the pan and put it in the oven. And now you have federal bread, which I sometimes shorten it, fed bread.
Fed bread.
Fed bread.
Nice.
You know, fed bread. Washington's breakfast bread here on Thanksgiving.
Great addition to the Thanksgiving
and
tradition.
And a new tradition in the McMillan household. I think I'm going to do this every year for Thanksgiving.
I love it. And thanks for the backstory. Appreciate it.
Everything's got a backstory.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.